This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A judge has ordered the release of an updated autopsy of Elijah McClain. CPR led a lawsuit by multiple news organizations after it was discovered McClain's autopsy was amended after a grand jury investigation. McClain, a 23-year-old black man, died after Aurora police forcibly restrained him in 2019. McClain had done nothing illegal. Paramedics injected him with ketamine, a powerful sedative. The grand jury indicted three police officers and two paramedics. They are scheduled for an arraignment in November. COVID-19 hospitalizations fell this week to their lowest point since mid-May. CPR's John Daly says data shows 145 people are in the hospital with confirmed cases.
That's less than half the number recorded at the summer peak. About half are unvaccinated. Coloradans can now get the new booster aimed at the highly transmissible Omicron subvariant. It makes up the bulk of cases in the state. Dr. Dan Pastula from CU Anschutz says residents should expect a winter with a lot of respiratory viruses going around.
Particularly for influenza and COVID, you know, talk to your doctor about getting vaccinated to lower your risk.
People can get both a flu vaccine and COVID-19 vaccine at the same time. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Xcel Energy customers will see higher energy bills starting next month. The increase is due to rising natural gas prices. State regulators voted yesterday to let Xcel pass those costs on to customers. The company says an average household's monthly gas bill will go up by about $6 and electricity bills by about $4. Right now in Denver, it's 69 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.